From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Shiite Houthi rebels have taken guard outside the house of Yemeni President Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi. The rebels fought off Yemeni forces to take over the positions around the house today. Mr. Hadi is said to be safe inside. Houthi militants who swept into Sana'a in September are said to be angry at the possibility of a new federal system in Yemen. Ukraine's president said today more than 9,000 Russian troops are inside his country. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Petro Poroshenko said Russia has also sent more than 500 tanks, heavy artillery, and armored personnel carriers into eastern Ukraine. Russia's foreign minister is lashing out at U.S. President Barack Obama's criticism of the Kremlin, Daniel Scharf reports.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that President Obama's comments showed the U.S. has adopted a policy of confrontation and failed to assess its own actions. During his State of the Union address Tuesday, Mr. Obama said U.S. support for Ukraine was a principled stand against Russia's bullying of a smaller state. The U.S. president also noted its allies were united against Russia's aggression, while Moscow faced diplomatic isolation and a tattered economy. Mr. Lavrov said the U.S. had pressured allies, such as Europe and Japan, to gang up on Russia. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
The Nigerian militant group Boko Haram is claiming responsibility for the recent mass killing in the city of Baga. It is promising further attacks. A video posted online today shows the Islamist group's leader, Abubakar Shekau, is declaring, we carried out the Baga massacre and we're going to do more. This is VOA News. The Republican leader of the U.S. House of Representatives, Speaker John Boehner, is inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to a joint session of Congress next month. Boehner announced today he was inviting the Prime Minister to speak February 11th. That invitation is believed to be a part of Republican plans for tougher U.S. economic sanctions on Iran. A White House spokesman said the invitation seems to be a departure from normal protocol. Israeli police say a Palestinian man has stabbed at least 11 people on and near a bus in Tel Aviv, leaving several critically wounded. Authorities said the attack today began with a man stabbing the bus driver and several passengers. They say he stabbed another person on the street as he attempted to flee. Officials say the 23-year-old suspect was shot in the leg and then captured by prison officers nearby. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev criticized a reaction by the Palestinian group Hamas.
Hamas, President Abbas's partner in the Palestinian Unity Pact, praised this morning's terror attack. And in doing so, Hamas once again demonstrated that it is a ruthless and brutal terrorist organization.
Palestinian spokeswoman Hanan Ashrawi blamed Israel for the attack.
End the occupation. Have a two-state solution. This will end all of violence. You cannot have a violent military occupation with full impunity and then expect all its victims to be calm and quiet.
A police spokesman identified the attacker as Hazma Mohammed Matruk, a resident of the West Bank, who had entered Israel illegally. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State group have been very effective, but that his government expects more help from the international community. He was interviewed today in Baghdad by the Associated Press.
We are fighting real war here against Daesh. We expect the world to build a bridge of support to Iraq, a bridge to Baghdad, to transform all sorts of arms which the Iraqi military need.
Mr. Abadi has stressed the need for fighting on the ground. He said Iraq is struggling to find the resources to buy arms and needs to help get them quickly. A top Lord's Resistance Army commander is now in custody at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Dominic Ongwen will undergo medical exams. He's expected to make a court appearance soon. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says his country is in a race against time to free two hostages being held by the Islamic State group for a $200 million ransom. Mr. Abe told reporters today in Tokyo he has instructed officials to make every possible channel open to secure the release of the two people. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.